Well, so we continue today in Siman Ayin Tes. Bishulchan Aruch, right? We left off yesterday in Sif Beis. So the Shulchan Aruch writes, if let's say the tsoa, the waste, was in a place that was higher than 10 tefachim or lower than 10 tefachim, or the tsoa is in one home and the individual is in a different home, even if the doorway is open and a person could see into the doorway and could see the tsoa, nevertheless, if there is no smell, then one is permitted to say Shema. And the reason for that is, so the Shulchan Aruch writes that since in these cases, whether it's a place that's higher than 10 tefachim, lower than 10 tefachim, in a different home, these are all places that represent a different Rishus, so a different domain. So because they represent a different domain, therefore as long as there's no smell, even if technically speaking there's still it's still visible, nevertheless one is permitted to go ahead and recite Kriya Shema. V'ala HaRashba Davka Kishe'inu Ra'osa. But according to the Rashba, it's not enough that it's in a different Roshos. You really can't be, you shouldn't be able to see the actual waste itself. Ve'im yesh la'reach, and if there is a smell, lo mahani afsacha v'lo shini Roshos. So this statement, of course, everyone will agree with, that if there is a smell, then the fact that it's in a technical different Roshos, or it's a technical different domain, will not make any difference. V'yesh omrim, t'chihechi da'afsaka mo'alas l'tzoa atzma, hachanami mo'alas l'reach ra'shala. Others, however, the Yesh Omrim that says that in the same way that halacha lemaisa, again, the shinui rishus, the separation of a domain, helps for the actual way, so it helps for the scent, for the smell as well. So the Mishnah Berurah goes ahead and Dafka speaks of all these different opinions. It appears that halacha lemaisa, the Shulchan Aruch says we should try to be machmir like the Rosh, namely, again, that even if the tzoa is technically speaking in a different domain, and the smell is not there, nevertheless, one should try to avoid direct sight contact with the tzoa. And again, we don't pask like that second yeshomim, namely, if there is a smell, then even if it's in a separate rishos, it still poses a problem for davening. In fact, again, the Mishnah Berurah actually brings down the case that even if the tzoa is removed, but ultimately the reyach, the smell is still there, that one really can't say Shema until the smell itself dissipates. Halacha Gimel. Chatzir ketana shenifritza b'milua l'gidola, u'gidola odefes ala min hatzadim. In the following situation, you have two chatziros, two courtyards, that open up into each other. There's a smaller one that opens up into a larger one. And on the side that the smaller one opens up into the larger one, the whole side of the smaller one is open. But the side in which the smaller one opens into the larger one still has parts of its wall, parts of that side that are still in existence. So the halach is kitana lo chashiva kebayis mefnei atzma, kevan shenifritza b'minua l'gidola. Therefore, again, the smaller chatzar is not considered to be a separate rishus, since on one side it is totally open to the larger chatzar. Aval hagidola, but the larger chatzar, kevan shekesa leha omdim al shaktan mitzad echad mitzad zeh mitzad zeh. But for the larger chatzar, so therefore, again, the idea over here is that the smaller chatzar cannot be counted as a separate chatzar, since at the end of the day it's totally open on one side to the larger chatzar. But the larger chatzar can be considered its own rishus, since again, even on the side in which it opens into the smaller chatzar, it still retains some of its original walls. Chashiva kabayis mifnei atzma can be considered a home unto itself. Therefore, because of that, hilchach imtsoa bigdola asr likros biketana achiyache kishir. Therefore, again, if there's waste in the larger chatzar, so you can't reach Shema in the smaller chatzar until a person distances themselves kashir. So remember again, kashir, depending if it's in front of you, it's in back of you. The idea over here is that you can't consider the smaller chatzar to be a separate rishus, since on one side it's totally open to the larger chatzar. V'imtzoa b'ketana, however, again, if the tzor is in the smaller chatzar, mutar likros b'gidola below harchakim in magiel o'reach ra. But if the waste is in the smaller chatzar, then those sitting in the larger chatzar can in fact recite Kriya Shema, because it's considered as if it is in a separate rishus, as long as, of course, again, there is no smell in the larger chatzar. We'll stop over here. Beretz Hashem will pick up with Halacha Dalet tomorrow. Wishing everyone a wonderful evening.